Good morning, everyone, and thank you for listening to the Truly English Podcast with Matthew. Today is Season 3, Episode 96, Temporada 3, Episodio 96. Today is Monday, the 29th day of August 2022. Hoy es lunes 29 de agosto 2022. And today is Monday. Tomorrow is Tuesday, and the day after tomorrow is Wednesday. Today is Monday, yesterday was Sunday, and the day before yesterday was Saturday. Remember, today, tomorrow, the day after tomorrow. Today, yesterday, and the day before yesterday. Today, I will be working and doing administration and reports. Yesterday, I spent the day traveling, having a nice breakfast. And tomorrow I will be working. What did you do yesterday? Did you visit your family? Did you go to school? Did you have work? What are you doing tomorrow? Will you go to work tomorrow? Will you continue on your vacation? Will you return to school? What are you doing today? Are you working today? Are you going to school today? Are you going to play today? Remember, today, tomorrow, the day after tomorrow. Today, yesterday, and the day before yesterday. Today, I want to review with you adjectives and adverbs part two. We're going to talk about well, fast, late, hard, and hardly. Good and well. Good is an adjective. The adverb is well. Your English is good, but you speak English well. Sophie is a good pianist, but Sophie plays the piano well. We use well, not good, with past participles. Known, educated, etc. For example, well known, well educated, well paid, well behaved. Sophie's father is a well-known writer. Well is also an adjective, meaning in good health. How are you today? I'm well, thanks. Listen, this one is easy. If you want to say that someone can do something, play basketball, play piano, cook, whatever, it's well. Many people make an error and they say, my wife plays volleyball good. Everybody understands because good and well are similar. But academically speaking, it's my wife plays volleyball well. My mother cooks well. My mother taught me well. So we need to understand we use well for an ability. Fast, hard, and late. These words are both adjectives and adverbs. The adjective is Darren is a fast runner. The adverb is Darren can run fast. The adjective is it's hard to find a job right now. The adverb is Kate works hard, not works hardly. Or the adjective is sorry I'm late. The adverb, I got up late. Lately can also mean recently. Have you seen your father recently or have you seen your father lately? Hardly equals very little or almost not. In Spanish, casi nunca. Sarah wasn't very friendly at the party. She hardly spoke to me. She spoke to me very little. We've only met once or twice. We hardly know each other. Let us compare hard and hardly. He tried hard to find a job. He tried a lot with a lot of effort. I'm surprised he did not find a job. He hardly tried. I'm not surprised he didn't find a job. He hardly tried. He tried very little. Hardly goes before the verb. We hardly know each other. I can hardly do something equals it's difficult for me to do. Almost impossible. Your writing is terrible. I can hardly read it. My leg was hurting. I could hardly walk. You can use hardly plus any, anybody, anyone, anything, anywhere. How much money do we have? Hardly any. Casi nada. These two cameras are very similar. There's hardly any difference between them. The exam results were bad. Hardly anybody in our class passed. She was very quiet. She said hardly anything, or she hardly said anything. Hardly ever, almost never, casi nunca. I'm nearly always at home in the evenings. I hardly ever go out. Hardly also means certainly not. For example, it's hardly surprising that you're tired. You haven't slept for 3 days. The situation is serious, but it's hardly a crisis. Now, you need to make examples and understand what is the adjective and what is the adverb and how these words work together. Remember, in order to learn a language, many people are going to give you many different ways to learn, and they're going to tell you our way is the best way and this way is the best way. But in reality, let's be honest, everybody understands I am, yo soy. All right, give me 100 examples. I am fat. I am old. I am young. I am stupid. I am intelligent. I am happy. I am angry. I am sad. I am stupid. I am working. I am playing. I am writing. I am reading. I am watching TV. The problem that we have when we learn a language, besides understanding the structure, is we don't know the vocabulary. So my objective and my desire for you is increase your vocabulary. Understand that piso is floor, ventana is window, puerta is door. The more you can increase your vocabulary, the better you'll be able to communicate in English. I want to thank everyone for listening today. Please remember, you can send us any requests for future episodes or any comments to info@trulyenglish.com.mx. or to our Facebook, Twitter, Instagram page, or here in Anchor Podcast by Spotify, all under the name Truly English. If you want, you could visit our website at www.trulyenglish.com.mx. You can download free material. You can contact us directly using WhatsApp or email. And again, I want to wish everyone a wonderful day, a wonderful week, and peace and love to you all. Remember, be happy, study, and thank you again for listening. Goodbye.